It is 9:07. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman, as Total Information AM continues. Our next guest has been the CEO of the Great Rivers Greenway since 2010. Now, 14 years later, she is planning her retirement. Susan Troutman joins us. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to join you.
14 years ago, take us back to when you became CEO. What were the initial challenges that you faced at that time?
You know, in those days, there were just 8 staff, and we had one revenue stream. That was the pet from Prop C back in 2000. So we were really, you know, just getting started. We kind of were a startup. We had this great vision that was established for the River Ring and the interconnecting system of greenways, but really needed to implement that. And then just not, I mean, within that same year, the conversation about building City Arch River came up. And so at that moment, that was a formidable challenge. Looking back on it, it was a really important time for the organization because it really caused us to grow and show what could happen, not only for our organization, but what we could do together with others in the region.
And Susan, 14 years later, what are you most proud of now?
People ask me that all the time. So I've got a continuum of things that I'm proud of. You know, the passage of Proposition P in the City Arch River Project not only changed Great Rivers Greenway, but doubled the income for parks in St. Louis City and County. So that was a pretty profound change across the region. But if you ask me what my favorite project is, Trojan Park in Wellston, it has my heart. I think it changed all of us who were working on the project. It certainly has been very impactful for the Wellston community. The park is still thriving today and just brings a lot of joy. So kind of two big, you know, projects, one small. In fact, Trojan Park won an Urban Land Institute Open Space America Award. So we were really proud of that project.
A lot has happened over the last 14 years, for sure. I know a lot of people are excited about the Brickline Greenway because there hasn't really been a great way to get around town safely on a bicycle or walking. So what is the latest with the Brickline Greenway?
Thank you for asking, because that is one of the most important projects that we've ever embarked upon. I'm happy to say that the next section, so if you've been to the City Park Stadium, you know the Brick Line, 2 blocks of that first piece is right there, and the rest of it from City Park down to Harris Stowe is going into construction next week, so be looking for changes along Market there. From the north, from Fairground down to Slough, we're going to be going into construction in 25 and 26. We'll be rebuilding all of North Grand, not just building a greenway, but be building a new roadway. We're going to reduce the lanes, make it a very pedestrian safe place to walk. And that will actually connect you all the way down to St. Louis University. And then we've got another couple of segments that are moving into design and construction in 26 and 27. So the project has really got a good foothold and a lot of momentum. We're really excited about it. For me, it is the only project in my lifetime, and I've built a lot of parks and greenways and facilities, that we've had absolutely no opposition. People are just so excited to see the city connected together, and we'll have 17 neighborhoods connected by the time all the segments are built.
Wow. AgTech, obviously, is a big part of our region. The Centennial Greenway and 39 North Greenway. Can you tell us about that project?
I sure can. We've been working with the cities of Creve Coeur and Olivet. We're actually, if you're familiar with Centennial, along I-170, we'll connect from Shaw Park all the way up 170. We're going to come around Olivet and into Warson Woods Park and across to 39 North. So if you're, for instance, a scientist that's teaching at Washington University, you'll ultimately be able to walk or ride from 39 North into the WashU campus. And then Forest Park, of course, is a hub for 4 greenways, so you can make your way to Cortex without a problem, too. So in the next 5 years, you're going to see some real change in connectivity when you talk about ag tech or education or health. In fact, we'll have all the major university campuses connected between the St. Vincent, the Centennial, and the Brickline.
So, Susan, why retire now? 5 more years and you can see the completion of all these projects.
I know. In 5 more years, I'll be 70. And I really want to spend time with my family and my husband. And, my kids are very excited for me to be more available to them. It's just been a great honor and privilege to hold a position like this, to have a job where you get to build parks and greenways every day and work with so many great people and partners. But, you know, next year will be my 15th year. It will be Great Rivers Greenway's 25th anniversary, and it's a good time for the next chapter of Great Rivers Greenway to happen.
What does that succession plan look like, Susan?
Well, the board of directors is taking this very seriously, I will tell you, which I appreciate. Starting in October, they'll begin a national search process, but we'll also be working closely with a local firm. It's really important to us that we hire someone that understands this region, its complexities, especially, you know, when you think about Great Rivers Greenway encompasses St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and about 116 municipalities. So lots of partners and lots of politics to work through. I expect that they will probably have somebody on board, hopefully by mid-May of next year. And I will stay on as I'm needed part-time, particularly to help with the Brickline.
Well, I can't wait to experience all of the new parts of the Brickline Greenway. And I believe part of it will end up at Tower Grove Park, which is my neck of the woods.
Yes.
Is that still correct?
It is. That is right. And that section will be going into construction fairly soon, probably late 25. So that'll take you from Tower Grove, ultimately right into Cortex. So it's going to be completed in 2 different segments because of the federal funding behind it. But that project's going very well, and it's a great partnership with Greater St. Louis Inc. and the city.
I know we talk about Great Rivers Greenway and all these great trails and lines, but if somebody has never done it before, give a beginner the best way to get started. Where do they go to research, and what's the best way to ride, walk, or park before you do?
Absolutely. So go to greatriversgreenway.org. In fact, we just launched a new website, so getting to the maps is much more user-friendly. And if you're just getting out, my bet is there's a greenway near you. Most people identify with 1 or 2 greenways. There are actually 16 around the region. So look for something close to home that you can just walk to or, you know, have easy parking. All of that information is on the website. It's broken down by greenway and within the greenway each segment. So it's pretty easy to find and very easy to use.
Susan, we wish you the very best in retirement and spending time with your family. And thanks for everything you've done for the organization.
Thank you. And thank you all for what you do for St. Louis.
Susan Troutman is the CEO, the outgoing CEO of Great Rivers Greenway. And she joins us here on KMOX. Well-